Hello, my name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we're talking with people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Colorado?
Yeah.
Thank you. And are you registered to say Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. This November, there will be an election for U.S. President and all offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain, somewhat certain, or not too certain?
Vote for which one? The general?
No. Are you going to vote? Are you certain that you're going to vote this November? Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to vote.
Very certain? Thank you. And first of all, how would you rate the job Cherry Creek School District does providing a quality education to its students? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
All right, excellent.
Excellent, thank you. Do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low given the quality and level of services provided?
I think a little high.
Okay, somewhat high then.
Yeah, somewhat high.
Thank you. The school district you live in, Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve two ballot issues. First, Cherry Creek School District may ask voters to approve a property tax no levy increase to pay for the following: raising teachers' pay to keep CCSD competitive in recruiting and retaining teachers, hiring more mental health professionals to meet increasing demand for services, hiring more teachers to enhance students' focused learning, and increasing school security staff to help keep students safe. To pay for all this, will you vote yes or no for a $30 million schools no levy increase at a cost of 50 cents per month in higher property taxes, or about $6,070 per year for every $100,000 of home value? Will you vote yes or no?
I think I would vote yes for that one.
Thank you. And the second ballot issue will be a school bond to provide new funds to increase school security, construct new school buildings, make repairs and renovations on existing schools, as well as replace aging buildings and expand technical skills training to prepare students to fill today's high-paying in-demand jobs. Would you vote yes or no on a $950 million bond to meet all these needs if it increases property taxes by $2.44 per month, equal to $29 a year, per 100,000 of assessed home value? Yes or no?
That's a no.
No, thank you. Knowing that a smaller bond means fewer school buildings projects than a larger bond, would you vote yes or no to, for a Cherry Creek School District bond at a cost of $2.29 per month, equal to about $27.50 a year, an increase in taxes for every 100,000 in home value? We vote yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Lastly, on this topic, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs for the school building repairs and replacements, expand space to meet the demand for technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increased teacher pay at a combined cost of $3 a month, equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 of home value, would you vote yes or no for this CCSD property tax increase?
I would say no to that one. I would only say yes at this one.
Okay, thank you. Following up, opponents to tax increase ballot issues might say the following: property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them any further for Cherry Creek schools when they already have enough money, wasteful high administration overhead costs, and low-performing schools. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with these opponents' statements?
I somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree, thank you. Lastly, here are some statements supporters of passing Cherry Creek School District ballot measures might give us as a reason for voting yes. rate each as either a very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not at all persuasive reason for you to vote yes to raise property taxes to fund projects and improvements at our CCSD schools. CCSD has a tradition of excellence in public education and status. As one of the best school districts in the state, voters should continue to support the district's fund measures and building projects as a way to stay ahead of neighboring districts such as Douglas County, Aurora, and Denver, who are asking their voters this November to approve a total of nearly $3 billion in school improvements. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive?
I think it's very persuasive.
Thank you. Passing the mill levy ballot issue means being able to increase teacher and staff pay so that Cherry Creek is able to stay ahead of competitive neighboring school districts in keeping our quality teachers. This also reduces the cost of having to hire and train new teachers while adequately staffing our schools to meet students' needs. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive?
Very persuasive.
Thank you. Despite recent increase in property taxes, state funding has simultaneously been reduced for kindergarten to 12th grade schools. It is up to Cherry Creek voters to approve this year's ballot issues if they want to improve their school buildings or raise teachers' pay. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive?
Somewhat persuasive.
Thank you. Passing the bond provides the funding for CCSD to design, develop, and launch a first-of-its-kind aspiring educator program. This program is a strategic investment in the future of Cherry Creek, as it will support the recruitment, professional development, and retention of the very best teachers educators. By doing so, it will ensure that Cherry Creek maintains its excellence in education for years to come, providing a secure and stable educational environment for our students. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive.
Very persuasive.
Thank you. School buildings that are 30, 40, or 50 years old need to be maintained, refreshed, and renovated, just like any home or property that age. Otherwise, they deteriorate and become more costly to repair or require full replacements in the future. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive at all.
I don't think that one's very persuasive. No, not persuasive.
Not persuasive, thank you. Adding more mental health professionals to meet the growing demand for services will help thousands more students cope with today's pressure and be safer, more productive learners. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive.
Somewhat persuasive.
Thank you. Expanding Cherry Creek's innovation campus and skills training will provide more students a career pathway for certification to a high-paying, in-demand job such as those in healthcare, aerospace, culinary arts, construction trades, or others that demand technology skills. This not only provides skilled workers needed today in the Denver Metro, but turns students into productive taxpaying citizens. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive at all.
Somewhat persuasive.
Thank you. Continual security upgrades are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive.
Somewhat persuasive.
Thank you. Thank you so much for doing the show. We are 70%. We are almost done. After hearing all this information, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all its need for school building repairs and replacement, expand space to meet demand for technical job skills training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase teacher pay at a combined cost of $3 $2 a month equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 of home value. Would you vote yes or no for this CCSD property tax increase?
I would vote no.
Thank you. And I have to ask you this. What is your gender? I know what you sound like, but I got to read it verbatim. What is your gender?
Male.
Thank you. And your age is between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, 65 and up?
The first bracket.
The 18 to 39?
Yeah, that's the one.
Thank you. And do you have any children that are 18 or under? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Do you have any grandchildren who attend church or school? This is school.
No.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we have a representative sample, could you please tell me your race? Black, African-American, white, Caucasian, Latino, Hispanic, Asian?
Asian-American.
Asian-American. Asian-Pacific, Asian, okay, thank you. And this concludes our service. Thank you very much for your participation. I really enjoyed talking to you. You have a good one. Take care.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.